From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. If you're a parent, you have hopefully never had to choose between skipping a meal or buying diapers for your baby. Unfortunately, though, this is the reality for more than a quarter of U.S. families. That's according to the National Diaper Bank Network. And it's a crisis that the Gem State is dealing with as well, and one that Idaho's Diaper Bank is tackling as they work to fill essential gaps in our community's basic needs. So joining us today to talk more about this issue is Tracy Loftus, Executive Director of the Idaho Diaper Bank. Tracy, I want to welcome you to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. Thank you for having me on.
So before we get into really this silent crisis, Tracy, that I think so many people are not aware of, talk to us a little bit about the Idaho Diaper Bank and what you do.
So the Idaho Diaper Bank is similar to a food bank, right? So we store and distribute diapers and we work through partner agencies that distribute our diapers. So we do not touch individual families for the most part. But we do take donations, raise funds, and receive grants to buy diapers for those for our partner agencies to distribute in their communities.
And what are some of those partner agencies?
We have about 40 partner agencies right now. There's a plethora of faith-based food and clothing pantries, mm-hmm. as well as a large base of refugee organizations, whether it's the African Community Development, whether it is a new one, Ukrainian Welcome Center, right? We're obviously getting a lot of Ukrainians in mm-hmm. with, you know, devastating, the trauma of the children, right, is really devastating to us. And so we're trying to help those families. International Rescue Committee gets diapers from us. So, and Glocal, which is the local organization that works with the global community within Idaho, mm-hmm. Supporting refugees that have gone from the IRC, right, from the actual refugee program into our communities, but still need some help.
So Tracy, as I mentioned, you are the executive director, and you know, when you and I chatted offline for a moment, you know, one thing that stood out to me was that you really weren't aware of this crisis until you got involved with the diaper bank. So kind of, I'm curious to know a little bit about your journey and you know, how you landed in this, realizing, you know, what an issue this is within our community.
Yeah, so my background is actually for profit, and I was in the international marketing world for years and years. When I got retired about 2 years ago. I was living in Boise. I am actually from Boise, but traveled the world and lived overseas for many years. But one of the things that I wanted to do too early to really retire was I wanted to get back to my community. I wanted mm-hmm. to stay in my community. I wanted to get back to my community, and I wanted to do something good. And as I was sharing this with a friend of mine, it was actually someone I did not know was one of the board members of the Idaho Diaper Bank. I was not even aware of it, right? Never had children myself. And I thought that she might have a heart attack. She says, I have something for you. They were looking for an executive director and had been looking for a long time because the current one really wanted to retire. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, all right, well, this is checking all of my boxes. Let me dive in. And so I did. And that was about 18 months ago. And I really, to tell you the truth, was horrified that there was such a need out there that nobody knows about, mm-hmm. right? And so we equate that, and you mentioned that in your introduction, right? So we equate that if you need food, if you're going to the food bank to get food, and you usually have subsidies for that, right? Government subsidies, so food stamps or WIC or whatever that might be called. And you have a child or children under three in your household, and you also have diaper need, and there are no subsidies for diapers, right? Although it is a basic necessity, there are no subsidies, whether state or federal, for diapers.
Right. And I think that that's something to point out, Tracy, is that there's no federal subsidies, right? As you mentioned, SNAP doesn't work, WIC doesn't work to cover diapers. And with that said, having had children myself, diapers are expensive. And they are something that you need on a daily basis. You go through them. I mean, I remember the days when, you know, diapers would go on sale and my husband and I, you know, would go out and like stock up, right? And we have the privilege to be able to do that. That's the issue, though, is that they are expensive. They are a basic need. So with that said, how does your organization define diaper need?
But very simple. It's an inadequate supply of diapers to keep your baby healthy and dry and safe, right? And that is, so based on the National Diaper Network that we're a part of, right, they do a lot of research, and they're saying that a typical family that is in need falls short of about 50 diapers a month. Mm. And that's what we try to supply to each family for each baby that is struggling to make ends meet, right? And so, yeah, diapers are expensive. They cost a child goes through about $100 or 100 diapers a month. And so we're trying to supplement that need.
And how many families, Tracy, would you say are in need of help here in Idaho?
Well, so we have the latest research was 47.7% of those children in families of children from 0 to 3 years old living in families that are struggling to make ends meet are in diaper need. Gemma, that is one in two.
Yeah, right? That's almost half.
And so Idaho has a population of about 88,000 babies. That's about 44,000 babies that are in need.
Wow. So with that said, how many diapers a month are you providing? I know you don't directly provide to the families, but as we mentioned, you provide to all of these other nonprofits. What would you say that number is?
So on a monthly basis, the average has been this last year about 75,000 diapers a month.
75,000 a month?
Yes. So they started in 2014. The founder did. In 2015 was the first full year, and they were giving out 80,000 diapers a year. And I'm giving out about that much a month right now. And wow, we are nowhere near meeting the need. And that is only in the Treasure Valley, right? We do not have the capacity to go further than the Treasure Valley right now.
And Tracy, is the need growing because Idaho has grown and we continue to grow? The Treasure Valley is exploding. So I think it would stand to reason that more parents may be in this position to have to try to figure out, you know, do I feed my family or do I, you know, put a new diaper on my baby, or do I just try to, like, you know, use that diaper longer than I should be?
Oh, yes. The need is increasing. And we're seeing that through all of our partner agencies, 10 to 20%. And I'm hearing stories every month. I'm getting phone calls every day from families in need, right? And it's not families trying to live off the dole. It is families that are working two or three jobs here and they lose a job. Or that baby gets sick and can't go to daycare, so they have to stay home. Mm-hmm. Or they don't have the diapers to give to that daycare for a daily change, for the changes that they need. So they're not allowed to go into early education, which is a whole new vicious circle, right? Because mm-hmm. if that child doesn't get to go to daycare or you know, kindergarten, preschool, they're missing out on educational opportunities. One, right? They're not getting the socialization that most children do, and the parents are missing out. They have to stay home. They're missing out on wages, right? So that keeps these families in this hole.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I would assume too, Tracy, we've talked a lot about this on our program, and that is the cost of housing, right? The cost of housing is going up as well. And then if people lose a job, or if, you know, or if their rent has gone up, right? These are things that then impact the bottom line of a family. And I am assuming that you've seen that as part of the issue as well.
Absolutely. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I'm sure you're familiar with Jesse Tree. Mm-hmm. And they've become a partner as well, because they're seeing that the people that they're helping with rental assistance, right, if they can supply them with a supplemental supply of diapers, that's $50 or $60 a month that they can use towards utilities or rent or something like that, right, or gas or something to get to their jobs. So that is definitely a problem, right? We're in partnership with a lot of community schools. West Ada is one of the biggest ones, right? But Horseshoe Bend and Middleton and Parma. And those schools are these community schools are forming a place where the community can come and get resources, right? It's not that the kids going to those schools need diapers, but it could very well be that the families of those children in schools maybe living out of a car or you know, need some help, right? And so they're trying to help these families so the kids that are in school can concentrate on school and not on the needs of the family.
So Tracy, let's talk about the health risks that babies and toddlers face when they don't have enough diapers.
Right. So there are a lot of health risks involved. And one of them, of course, is diaper rash, right? And then, but that's lead to a UTI when the parents are reusing these diapers, right? And they're not hygienic. And that causes, so it's also a vicious circle, right? It causes then the baby to cry and the parents then are feeling horrible. That causes parental depression. It can also lead to shaken baby syndrome, right? When the parents are just so frustrated, they can't get that baby to stop crying and they don't have the diapers that they need, that type of thing. And then it carries on into the healthcare system, right? Where a baby that would have enough changes of diapers wouldn't have that diaper rash or UTI. And so they're clogging up the pediatrics portion of the healthcare system too.
Well, and the thing is that parenting is hard no matter what. No matter what resources you have, parenting is hard. It is stressful. I think it is one of the most stressful and most difficult things you will do in your life. I say that as a person of privilege who has never had to have, and I haven't had to deal with any of these other stressors that you and I have talked about. So then I think when you put all of those other stressors on a family, I mean, Tracy, it almost feels like that perfect storm, right? Where this entire family is impacted. And as you said, how do they dig themselves out of this hole?
Right. That is the case, right? And that's why there are diaper banks, right, to help fill that need. That's why there are community food pantries and clothing pantries, right? We're all trying to help these people get up and get going, right? And to give them the opportunity to step up and to earn better wages, have a stable family.
So, as you mentioned, you're giving out 75,000 diapers a month. So where, being a nonprofit, do you get your money and your diapers to be able to do that?
That's a great question. So we write a lot of grants. We do a lot of fundraising, right? What has been also very amazing or a wonder to me is the generosity of Idahoans, right? So we receive sometimes checks from an individual for $10,000. To buy diapers, right? We're trying to collaborate with places like the Blue Cross Foundation of Idaho and different organizations, right, to help us get those funds to buy these diapers to help our communities. So individuals, our partners also pay an administration fee just so that we can stay in business, right, have a warehouse. But also some corporations that have stepped up to help us, and we're looking for more collaborators. Right, we're looking for more corporations that will help us sustain what we're doing now, and grow our impact.
So Tracy, how can folks help? Even if you maybe, I mean, yes, if you're part of an organization that can partner with you, but maybe on an individual basis as well, you know, how can people help your organization out?
That's, we've got a few different ways, right? You can always donate. You can go to our website, idahodiaperbank.com or .org, sorry, idahodiaperbank.org, and click on the donate button. Even $10 will help, right? There's also, you can come into the warehouse and help bundle diapers. So we get a lot of donated diapers. As an example, Bishop Kelly does a diaper drive for us every year in November, and they brought in about 30,000 diapers. And so we give our diapers out to our partner agencies in bundles of 25. And you know, right, that but the diapers don't always come in 25. And so all of those diapers have to be rebundled. So you can come in, a lot of organizations come, youth groups come into our warehouse and help us bundle those diapers. Those are a couple main ways to help us. And then just get the word out, right? The awareness. Nobody is really aware that there is a diaper bank, right? And we are the only diaper bank in Idaho.
Well, I want to thank you so much for the conversation today and letting us know about this and the fact that, you know, folks can help in such an easy way. So really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time that you've given us.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.